You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. We are helping you kick off your weekend. We're sorry, we're laughing here in the studio. Oh, it is so good to fill in for Pete. And I hope wherever you happen to be right now, you are off to another fabulous summer weekend. My name is Aaron Carreno, filling in for Pete Chwaba. Alongside me is Catherine Lake, station manager here at our Madison studios, WMDX. Producer Conrad behind the board. Thanks to you for watching on StreamYard. If you're not able to listen in the car, you can watch anytime, anywhere you happen to be. We are live from the City Deck right downtown Green Bay, where producer Conrad is normally with Pete at the WGBW studios. Catherine and I are at our Madison studios, and we're laughing because of the commercial break. I came back into the studio, and Catherine's like, "Do you hear that? Is that someone playing Pink Pony Club on a marimba?"
I know who he is. I know who he is. It's Eric De Los Santos. He is the marimba guy on State Street all the time, but I can't believe he's playing Pink Pony Club on the marimba.
Channeling our Chapel Roan energy here in the Madison office here tonight. I love Chapel Roan. She's absolutely the best.
Yes.
Producer Conrad has been looking at your text at the Civic Media app. You can text us anytime through the free Civic Media app or call us. Pick up the phone, 855-752-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And our question of the night tonight, what is your all-time favorite reality TV show? Current, past, streaming, or over the air? Dave on StreamYard said Gilligan's Island.
And that's funny.
Dave is still scared of quicksand.
As a result, that's hilarious. Wisconsin Rapids, Michelle Young wrote in saying that the reality show Tough as Nails, they need to make more seasons. I guess that didn't last that long, Tough as Nails. I don't know that one.
John from Madison says Naked and Afraid. And I would say I'm curious about that show, but I feel like, I don't know,
it makes no sense to me. They drop somebody off naked in the woods, right? Isn't that what that is?
And it's heavily censored, which there should be an uncensored version of it.
Well, I mean, I don't like to go on my back porch this season because of the mosquitoes. I can't imagine being naked out there, giving them my entire body to bite.
There's no way.
No way.
Nope. Not enough money in the world. Nope. Producer Conrad's a fan of Hard Knocks because you're the sports guy.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course you are, Conrad.
There's something about watching football every day that I love, you know?
So you must be happy to know that the football season is in full swing. I mean, college football technically starts tonight or tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Tomorrow, yes. And I'm going to the Packer game tomorrow, so I'm excited for that.
Oh, look at that.
Wow. My brother played football, and he often said, you know, he played baseball too. He was a little leaguer. He played lacrosse in college, and he says to this day, football was the best. His favorite sport.
It's fun to watch, but I could never get into all those pads, and I didn't like any contact. No. Flag football, fine.
Fine.
Ultimate frisbee, fine.
Don't touch me.
Golf?
Don't knock me down.
Bowling?
All good.
What can I do that doesn't involve having to deal with other people directly?
Yeah.
Ah, thank you for those texts. This was a fun night. This is what Friday nights are all for. I know Pete says Thursday night is the Christmas Eve show of the week.
That's what he calls it, does he?
This is the holiday of the week, Conrad?
It's the Christmas Eve of weekdays is Thursday, you know.
Thursday.
And then this is like Christmas Day, you know? It's the start of the weekend, and you know, like Christmas, after Christmas, you usually get a little vacation after that, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, he just wants to take time off.
I
hear what you're saying.
I miss
Pete. I know what you're up to. I know what the hidden. All right. We have Terry Barr coming up at 7:35. She's getting us in front of the biggest bands throughout Wisconsin for another Bar Band Friday. But I want to talk specifically about something happening Sunday And it doesn't matter if you follow sports or not. It is such a special day. Sunday at American Family Field is Bob Uecker's celebration of life day. It's Bob Uecker Day, where they're going to have everybody come together, and there's going to be some special programming before the game. They're saying you got to get there by no later than 12:15 into the seats. The game starts at 1:10.
Yeah.
But they're going to have a whole video, and they're going to have everybody coming together at the game to celebrate Bob's life. They're going to relive the memories. And I have been looking forward to this for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. My parents actually, thankfully, were thinking ahead, and they got tickets in the cheap seats. I think we're actually in the Uecker seats.
Come on.
To watch this.
Oh, so how long ago did he pass? Now?
Boy, Conrad, was that earlier this year or late last year?
It was late last year.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and we're still talking about him. And what an impression he made on the whole world, the country, certainly, and Wisconsin, my goodness.
Mr. Baseball. I know that Todd Albaugh on the Civic Media Radio Network has talked a lot about Brewers. He's a big Brewers fan. He's a sport. He's my guy when it comes to talking sports outside of Conrad.
He has like nine jerseys from the Brewers, like nine different jerseys.
But he's talked a lot about the movie Just a Bit Outside.
Yeah.
And
Just a Bit Outside.
If you grew up in Wisconsin, even if you lived here for a little while, you listened to Bob on the radio. Mm. It was something you just did. He kind of set the precedent, in my opinion, of muting the commentators on TV.
Yeah.
And turning up the radio because you didn't want to miss the enthusiasm, the get up, get out of here, gone, Mr. Baseball. I mean, he is Wisconsin. You think of Wisconsin, you think of Bob Uecker. And it's not just people from our state, but Conrad, I mean, you can back me up on this. It's people of all different teams, all across the league, all across the country.
Yeah, he's been on late night. He was on late night a lot because he was a real character.
Yeah.
And he knows everything, right? He knew all the stats, of course. He just knows baseball.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there was a story, I think it was last week, Sal Frelick, who's on the team right now. Last year, he sat down for lunch, and Bob Uecker sat down next to him. And Sal had a meeting in about, 20 minutes or whatever. And they talked for 2 hours. And it didn't matter that he missed because he said, I was talking to Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
And, obviously, there's like, that's fine. You were talking to Bob Uecker. You're talking to Mr. Baseball. That's completely fine to miss a meeting for him.
And my brother was telling me this, but the spirit of Bob Uecker is alive in this team right now because they're that good. You know, they've been a little bit of a stretch here, whatever. It's the Cubs. Who cares?
Yeah.
But there's something special. And Bob brought people together, and it was interesting when you watch some of the old footage from local Milwaukee reporters, our colleagues who cover the team, our peers at other media companies who covered this team. They said there's something about the way the season ended last year when the players left the locker room hours after the game and the season was over. There was a weight in the air that just felt different.
Huh.
As if they knew something we didn't know back then. And so now we get to celebrate Bob and his life and all of his friends who are going to be there. If you mind, I'm going to read some of the things that are coming up here. Bob Costas, who's a legend in the sports broadcasting world, longtime friend of Bob's.
Of course.
He's going to be hosting the pregame program on Sunday on the field. There's going to be surprise guests. The Brewers have said there's going to be rarely seen content from Bob's life. And other details, all ticketed fans are going to get this lapel pin featuring the Bob Uecker uniform patch design. And both the Brewers and the Giants, they're going to be using baseballs and bases that feature a Uecker celebration logo that are going to be used during this one game only. It's pretty special.
That's pretty nice.
Throughout the game, they're going to be preparing features, the 50-50 raffle, which I always buy a lot of and lose. There's going to be three different charities supported by Uecker throughout his life that the proceeds are going to benefit. So that is the Wounded Warrior Project.
Right.
And we air those public service announcements across our civic media.
We do.
Radio stations. The ALS Association.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's already getting you a little weepy.
Really is. In the Medical College of Wisconsin, Bob Uecker Chair for Cancer Research. So there's...
Did he partner with anybody? Was there always Bob and Tom or whatever? Is there anybody that he partnered with, or did he do it by himself? Color commentary, play-by-play, everything?
He had color commentators.
Various.
Yeah. Throughout his career, absolutely. Conrad, do you know some of those? Jeff Levering was with him too, right? I feel like that.
Yes, Jeff Levering, and then Lane Grindle, I believe, was one of the other ones too.
Yeah, I've been out of town too long. I was in Chicago for 20 years, so it was Pat and Ron for me. I didn't know baseball on the radio could be so much fun until I heard Pat and Ron. Ron talking about his cat taking on a hat with a helmet to go into this cat box of. He went on to a tangent. Because they were bringing out cat litter onto the field. And Ron Santo's like, oh, my cat, you know, uses cat litter. Oh, yeah, he goes down there with a helmet and a light. And, oh, my God. Hilarious.
Well, it's going to be a really memorable event. And if you're going to the game on Sunday, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love for you to text in through the Civic Media app and, you know.
They're selling out these games right now, aren't they? The Brewers are just killing it.
They really are. I'm telling you. We've got tickets with Civic Media. You can actually listen on the Civic Media Radio Network every Friday. We do a free ticket Friday where we give away Brewers tickets to the club level.
Right.
Nice area. They got padded seats. There's a service. And anyway, I'm just really excited about Sunday. I guarantee you, I'm kind of an emotional guy. You know, those people
you
who know
are
me.
Not.
I am. I think there's going to have to be a couple. I call them like the mom packets of Kleenex.
Yes, mom.
There's like
packs.
Only 20 in a pack, and they're always in mom's purses.
I have, you know, three with me. Yes.
So I'm going to have a lot of those with me. I'm going to have to stop at, stop somewhere on the way to Milwaukee to get those. But Bob Uecker, big day coming up on Sunday, and just really looking forward to that.
It's a daytime game, yeah?
A daytime game.
Mm. Yeah. So you got to be by noon. Don't be late. You don't want to miss it.
Well, I've been known to be a little tardy from time to time, so I should probably get there a little early.
Yeah.
Question of the night again, what is your all-time favorite reality TV show, current, past, streaming, or over the air? We're going to read some more of those texts coming up. And then coming up at 7:35, our friend and musical expert Terry Barr will be joining us for another Bar Band Friday. Conrad has this music all ready to go. I heard you jamming out, man.
Oh,
you were previewing it.
It's some great music. And, you know, one of them, I'm not going to say, she's been played on Nightlight before, and it's a different song this time, and it's fantastic.
So we're going to break some new music tonight.
All righty.
That's fun.
That's fun.
All right. Okay, the fun is just beginning. 7:18 on a Friday night throughout the state of Wisconsin. We're having a great time. We'd love for you to participate and be a part of the show. Feel free to text us. Producer Conrad has the phone line open at 855-752-4842. We're going to be back with more. Our question of the night, Terry Barr, a little later on, and maybe we'll get some more Chapel Roan on the marimba over here off State Street, Madison.
It's a beautiful night.
Yeah, it is. You're listening to Nightlights across the entire Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas. Why are these lights so bright? Did we get hitched last night? Dressed up like Elvis. Why am I wearing your class ring? Don't call your mother. Cause now we're partners in crime. Don't be a baby. Remember what you told me. Shut up and put your money where your mouth is. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Dance party in
I'm
here
doing
tonight.
Aerobics.
Wow, look at that, Conrad, producer Conrad, picking out the great music tonight. Welcome back to Nightlights. I am your guest host, Aaron Carreno, along with Catherine Lake, filling in for Pete Schwabba tonight. Pete's taking a well-deserved long weekend vacation. He'll be back on Wednesday. Coming up Monday and Tuesday, local morning hosts here in Madison, John and Gordy, will be filling in for Pete. And they're a blast. They could talk about everything. You work with them every day, Catherine.
Yeah, and they used to do media reviews all the time. They had a TV show on 47 when they were, or actually on a cable back then, but Gordy was on 47. But yeah, they are media savvy, and John used to review movies, so they're going to have a lot of fun. They're looking forward to it.
They'll have a great time. You'll enjoy them very much. They're going to be on Monday and Tuesday, and then coming up Wednesday when Pete returns. Producer Conrad, you ready for this?
Oh, I'm ready.
Am I surprising you here?
I know what you're going to say, but it's
okay. Good.
I do not.
I think you can't steal this prize, by the way. Can't steal it.
What?
Coming up Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week on this show, we're going to give you a last chance summer getaway to Wisconsin Dells.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
Pete is the only one who gets to give that away.
Just Pete.
Damn.
Conrad, you can't you can't use the certificate with Pete. You can't go. You could go together, but not with this one.
He would do that.
I'm going to have my parents text in. All right.
Okay. It could be kind of fun though. Pete and Conrad hanging out at a water park. I wonder what. That's like a novella waiting to happen.
Novella. You're so
Whatever. Okay.
Novella.
Okay. Well, anyway, but you're going to have a chance to win a getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday next week. One final way of saying, hey, we are not done with summer yet. And listen for that special keyword to text Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday next week right here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba when he returns.
I'm glad you're trying to hang on to the last vestiges of summer, because they will pop up again in September probably. And I hear this is going to be a tough winter. But I'm really looking forward to fall. And I know you are not, because anxiety with school. Me, it was excitement and getting new clothes and seeing my friends again. My kid is very excited about going back to school, too.
Well, you raised a good one.
I did.
Because I couldn't think of anything I'd want to do less, honestly.
All the way through college?
It's just the whole tone changes, like July 30th. It's like everything changes. It's like get new blue jeans, do this, get books, get pencils, get excited about being in class all day long. No, I'm not excited about it. Too soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've always been the guy, too, who likes to push things to the last minute. So that's why I like to savor as much of summer as I possibly can.
Well, that's also living in the moment. That's a good thing to do. Living in the moment. Now it's August. It's still warm. It's great. No problems.
Like at a get-together, my friends and my family, too, for that matter, they know I'm the last one that wants to stay up. Like, you can rely on me to stay up to the very end.
Our holiday party 2 years ago, I seem to recall that being your role.
We can't talk about that.
No, okay, sorry. Right. Okay.
Management could be listening. Human resources. 855-752-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can text us tonight through the free Civic Media app. Terry Barr is joining us at 735. Producer Conrad, we've been going through the text for our question of the night tonight. What is your all-time favorite reality TV show? Current, past, streaming, or over the air? Conrad said Hard Knocks. Catherine said
Survivor.
Yeah, I said Big Brother.
Real World, the original.
Okay. I'm going back to our text here, and from earlier, Michelle in Wisconsin Rapids says the reality show Tough as Nails. I don't know if I ever heard of that one.
I wonder, is that a weightlifting one or racing?
I'm going to have to go to the Google for this one because I don't even
know. Go to the Google. Yeah, I don't know that one.
While you do that, Melissa on Willie Street in Madison says Parking Wars. And then
I think she's talking reality. That's sad reality. Yeah.
Melissa went on to say, I couldn't handle getting my car towed in a big city.
Oh, boy. It's a nightmare. Well, like in Chicago, don't forget about it. Don't go get it. Just leave it. They have it. It's like three floors down in the underneath of Chicago. You don't want to go there.
How do you know where it is?
It's terrible. You just got to know, and it's awful. And my ex-husband had his car towed more than I can even admit. So he knows exactly how to get there.
I don't know how it is in a lot of communities around Wisconsin, because I've lived in Green Bay, Madison, and Milwaukee. And I know they're talking about there's lanes on Willie Street in Madison where during rush hour, they open up both lanes. And if you're parked on one of them, you could get towed during certain hours. I know they're trying to remove that. In Green Bay, it's like Parking Ticket USA downtown, yes. which I understand.
Especially by your studio, Conrad, right?
Yes, definitely.
But I always have to giggle a little bit when I go back to my hometown or other smaller towns, which I love small towns.
Yeah, please.
Like, love small towns.
Yeah.
And they have parking rules. I'm like, okay.
I'll never forget. My brother came to visit me in Madison from Chicago. And when she asked him for 60 cents as he was exiting the parking, he just snorted and handed her a buck and said, keep the change.
Yeah.
It's like, you snot.
2-hour parking in downtown Plymouth, Wisconsin. I'll leave it there all night.
I'll take my chances.
Conrad, are you from a small town?
Yeah, I'm from Kewaskum.
Oh, that's right. Kewaskum? We played you in sports back then.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, still, when I was in high school, I did play Plymouth a lot. Every year. Yep.
That is. Don't say that.
We go by Scumtown.
Come on, let it go.
There's got to be something good from Kewaskum other than Conrad, right?
Yeah, Sunburst.
Oh, I did like Sunburst Ski Hill. That was great.
That's about it.
Okay. He's laughing at the end of that. Apparently, we're getting into small towns on the show.
Man, coming up.
Yeah, we'll read your texts about your favorite reality TV show. It's our question of the night. Thanks for watching. For those of you on StreamYard, the Civic Media app, the place to text into the show. Coming up at 7:35, we're going to be speaking with Terry Barr next. Previewing the latest in music on a Bar Band Friday. More on the way with Nightlights across the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. Happiness again.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back to Nightlight. It's Aaron Carreno filling in for Pete Schwabba tonight. And joining me is Catherine Lake.
Hello.
So glad to have you here.
Thank
so glad
you.
To be kicking off the weekend with you, Terry Barr. How's it going?
Hi, you too. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be joining the both of you and Conrad in Green Bay, as always. Conrad is the best, isn't he?
He is.
The con man.
The con man.
He's solid.
He is.
Solid.
I was going to say, Conrad, your reply to that would be,
yep.
You got it. But it's just so fun. I mean, I just like the fact that you, Terry, are the new music expert, because my experience has been mainly music radio.
Yeah.
You know, we talk from time to time, mm-hmm. but you have some big music that we're going to be introduced to here.
Yes.
Before we get to that, though, and you knew this was coming. Well, I have two questions. Well, I'll ask you the first one now, and we'll talk about the second one later
on. I'm scared now, so
No. Nothing, no shockers here, Terry. Your favorite reality TV show of all time.
This is easy. I am going with Behind the Music.
Oh, that's a good
Remember
one. Good
those
choice.
Ones? Yes, VH1, MTV. Everyone had the reality and then the weird twist.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Good
Behind
choice.
The Music
I know,
was a
that's
great
a different
show.
Kind of reality show than you've been talking about, but to me, that's reality.
Does pop-up video count?
Pop-up Ooh. Video.
Do you? It's not a reality show, though, but it was
I do. It was
fun.
Like the bubbles would pop up and tell you things about the song or the artist.
Right.
It wasn't a reality show because there weren't people in it. But anyway, when you said that, Terry, about Behind the Music,
yeah.
and you said VH1, I remember pop-up video because you'd watch like, I don't know, you'd watch like the music video for True Blue by Madonna.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
in the background, it would be like, boop,
yep.
and it would be like, as she filmed this scene, someone fell off a ladder or like
right,
something like
right.
that. And you had no idea, right?
Ooh, that's kind of reality.
I think
Not
so.
Like we are used to today, but I don't know. That could work.
I think it could make a comeback.
I think it could.
I think so. Terry Barr previewing all of the latest in music and host of Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights on our sister station where we're at right here in Madison on WMDX. You can listen on the Civic Media app. Terry, what do we got to look forward to?
I am bringing you two of my newest favorites. this evening. I'm going to start with Tyler S. J. He is based in Appleton, and he has really a unique story. He's not originally from Wisconsin, and before he arrived with his family, he's married, has two kids. So my artists tonight are two very opposite people.
Interesting.
Yeah. So when he moved here, he decided, and I find this so fascinating, he quit drinking, moving to Wisconsin from, I believe he was in Portland. He quits drinking, realizes how much he has missed writing original music as a singer-songwriter, dives back into it. Again, he's sober. He's been sober for several years now. And he uses that as an inspiration to write his songs. Although he describes himself, and I find this hilarious, as an average guy writing about all the average things. I don't think there is such a thing in his life. The stories he writes in his songs are incredible. And Mile of Music in Appleton has become a huge event, huge. Thousands and thousands of people from all across the country come to see the best original music. And these are not just Wisconsin bands. These are bands from all over the country as well. Tyler applied for the first time to be part of Mile of Music, and he was accepted and had a fantastic couple of shows. And he played this brand new song. It's called Santa Fe, for the first time at Mile of Music. And we are going to share it for the first time on the radio and on all the streams tonight.
Very exciting stuff. Mile of Music, I love what they're doing in Appleton. That is such a great arts city.
Yes.
Still underrated, in my opinion.
Well, not only underrated, utilized, publicized. I had no idea about this until this year.
Yeah.
And it's been growing.
And obviously, thousands and thousands of other people are ahead of us, which is kind of sad. That
where were we?
They're coming from all across the country to be part of this original music festival. And for Tyler to get the, okay, we love your sound, you can be in this original festival. And it's the first time he applied. A lot of people that I know have applied and applied multiple times and either don't get in until several applications or never get in. So I think he's got a great career ahead of him. He has two Wisconsin area music industry nominated albums, and he has shows coming up. If anybody loves what they hear when we share this song, he has shows coming up in Wisconsin Dells, Door County, De Pere, Appleton. He is really mainly a Northeast Wisconsin, Central Wisconsin musician, but anytime he can play anywhere, he will do it. And I can share his website with everybody. It's Tyler-SJ.com. And again, it's Tyler, Tyler-SJ.com. And please, if you go to one of his shows, go up and say hi. He just loves to chat with everybody.
Well, producer Conrad, queuing this one up. Let's hear it. Santa Fe by Tyler S.J. right now on Nightlight.
Said before, no living thing could keep me. Regret was something normal people say. Last one there, first to go. Dying fire, dimming glow. Wouldn't let her words get in the way. She said, this getting old is getting old. You said yourself, the hands you hold for security and for show, but not the truth. And hanging on ain't hanging on with everything we're standing on. The circumstances only known to you. You say that all you want is out in California. I think you only want what you can't see. I wish that I could say I won't be waiting for you. Hey, you say the same for me. Bet you smear some lipstick on the way. For a while she makes you stay. Change your mind someday, but you don't make Santa Fe. Wasn't him to just say it was over. More tense the talk, the longer it could wait. Keep a key and leave a shirt. Half the hope and twice the hurt, you say. Miss me with your Hallmark talk of fate. All your hots and colds and ebbs and flows. Skies inside your good guy glow. It's immaturity or misdirection, maybe both. We get along to get along. Till all but just your stuff is gone. Chase a whim, well I just chase a ghost. You say that all you want is out in California. I think you only want what you can't see. I wish that I could say I won't be waiting for you. Hate to say you say the same for me. Bet you smear some lipstick on the way. And for a while she makes you stay. Change your mind someday. Bet you don't make Santa Fe. Bet you go nowhere fast. Every mile the tank of gas just rolls away. No, I don't know where I'm going next. Know that I ain't going west. I'll never say. No, I'll never say. It won't be Santa Fe. Won't be Santa Fe. You say that all you want is out in California. Think you only want what you can see. Should I say I won't be waiting for you? Hey, you say to me. I bet you smear some lipstick on the way. And for a while she makes you stay. Change your mind someday. But you don't make Santa Fe. But you don't make Santa Fe.
Tyler S.J. I got that right,
nice.
Right? That was good. Santa Fe, two things. One, definitely need to go to Santa Fe now. It's on my list. I've been convinced.
Yes.
And two, there is nothing average about Tyler S.J. as he describes himself.
Yeah.
I like the
Wisconsin
lyric.
Wisconsin is so lucky, aren't we, to have all of these amazing musicians, many that have moved away. Now, Tyler J didn't live here before. He moved here because of his wife. But there are others that have moved away and have since come back because there's a really great community that's growing. And now, of course, we're getting money in the arts from the governor. So we just need to kind of keep these things rolling for these folks.
And I know you've talked about this before, and I have yet to be there because it's actually in my neighborhood, but the Atwood Music Hall is a new venue that opened up here in Madison.
Gorgeous.
Incredible. Yes.
It is. Everything about it. It was built by a church in the 1930s, but they had entertainment. And you can only imagine then when they built it like that and they put all these things in the ceiling to make the acoustics perfect. Yep. And then eventually Operation Fresh Start was there. And of course, that is a construction crew that learns how to do all the things.
Yeah. Terry, we're going to be, Terry, we're going to join you back here in just a moment with more of Bar Band Friday. Okay. We got to take a quick break. Stay with us. It's Nightlight with Aaron and Catherine filling in for Pete Schwabba across the Civic Media Radio Network. More from Terry Barr next. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight. It's Aaron and Catherine filling in for Pete Schwabba, producer Conrad in Green Bay. We're live right here in Madison at our Madison studios on State Street. And Terry Barr for a Bar Band Friday, introducing us to all sorts of great music. We just heard from Tyler SJ. Who else do we got on the lineup tonight, Terry?
This would be Paige Kleber, newly 12 years old. She is based in the Madison area. She released her first album when she was 11. I just can't get over this kid. Yeah. And she has no fear. She's going to move to Nashville when she graduates from high school, and she's going to win a Grammy. I mean, she pretty much flat out tells you that.
Wow.
She's already earned a MAMA, Madison Area Music Association Award for the best new artist, and a Wisconsin Area Music Industry Award as a 2025 rising star. The song we're going to hear, Playing Hard to Get, is the best country song as awarded by the MAMAs this year.
Looking forward to that. How cool is that? All right. So let's give this one a listen. Playing Hard to Get, the name of the song, right? Yes. Okay, here we go.
Have you ever talked to me since first grade?
love that.
She's remarkable.
Terry, where do you find all this good music?
How do you do it?
I dig, I research, and I'm so lucky now many people will reach out to me to share their music and their stories.
I'm going to say it here on Nightlights. I'm hearing a little Taylor.
Oh,
Swift.
Can you see my bracelet?
You got your Swiftie bracelet on.
No, it's a glue stick bracelet for Paige Kleber fans.
Ah, nice.
And I do hear a little Gracie Abrams in that song a little bit too, which is a very good friend of Swift, Taylor Swift.
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh, Aaron.
Terry, that was the great bar band Friday. Tyler SJ, Paige Kleber from Verona. Yes. Tyler SJ in Appleton. Great music tonight. And as always, it is so good to have you here, giving us all the insights to the latest. Thank you.
Thank you. Go see live music wherever you are. Support those live artists.
And never you can listen.
It. Yep.
You can listen to Terry Barr and the rest of the crew on Max Inc. Radio on our Madison station, 92.7 WMDX, Saturday nights. Terry, thank you so much.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
You too. What a show tonight. Like, I don't even know. I'm done. I'm going to go to the...
Closing up my laptop.
I'm going to the terrace after this.
Yeah, you got to go down to the terrace. Yeah.
Conrad, what are you doing for the rest of the weekend?
Well, like I said, tomorrow I'm going to the Packer game, which I'm really excited for. And then then it's just a chill weekend staying in Green Bay.
Good for you.
Nice.
Good for you. Well, nice. Always fun hosting this show. Thank you to Pete Schwaba for allowing me, trusting me somehow, some way to get behind this microphone. Producer Conrad, thanks for all you do. Our awesome listeners tonight, those texts about your favorite reality TV show. I promise you I'm watching that Looking for Love Bachelorettes in Alaska.
Oh,
I'm
going
to find that one.
Oh, yeah. I'm on that.
Catherine, thank you for filling in as well. Appreciate
you. John and Gordy are going to do it next week, I guess.
John and Gordy will be here Monday, Tuesday. Pete is back Wednesday, a special salute to summer with a getaway to Wisconsin Dells. And a shout out to our friend J-Matt for joining us earlier. Great guy. Hashtag MKE and at J-Matt MKE if you want to follow him. That'll about do it.
On behalf of the lovable Conrad, isn't that what he says?
Con man.
Lovable producer.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwaba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday, my friend. I'll take it to your best friend's house. Mama Lee, we're making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take it to your best friend's house. I loved you then and I love you now.
The national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.